This extraordinary residence at numbered 125 East 70th Street was built by famed art collectors and philanthropists Paul and Bunny Mellon, heirs of the Mellon banking family. Completed in 1965, the 40-foot-wide townhome served as a pied-à-terre for its owners, who also owned properties in Antigua, Paris, New York, Virginia, and Cape Cod. The architecture was inspired by French neoclassicism. Paul and Bunny were enamored by the style, and both the interior and exterior borrowed heavily from French influence. The building is 6 stories high and boasts 3 exposures to the north, east, and south, a rarity in New York. The home is quite large by any standard, at over 11,000 square feet and containing 14 rooms. Perhaps its most luxurious feature is a formal rear garden with a reflecting pool. French doors surround the garden and open from the library onto the outdoor space. An additional expansive terrace, framed by high trellis, was surely the site of frequent entertaining when the Mellons were in New York. The property was most recently sold in late 2014 for the price of $41 million. It's said that Mrs. Mellon's personal aesthetic was that, quote-unquote, nothing should be noticed. We can't quite say that effort was achieved with this grand home. Paul Mellon, born in 1907, inherited the incredible fortune built by his father, industrialist and financier Andrew Mellon. After starting his career at the family bank in Pittsburgh, Paul decided to focus on the arts. Mellon worked with his father to fund the National Gallery of Art, presenting it to the public in 1941, complete with the Andrew Mellon Art Collection. Paul was also passionate about horses and eventually joined the cavalry, serving 2 years during World War II. A large portion of his life after the war was devoted to the development of the National Gallery, and he spent over 40 years on its board. Mellon donated 913 works of art to the gallery during his lifetime. Mr. Mellon was also an advocate for the conservation of the environment, giving aid specifically to areas including the Cape Hatteras National Seashore in North Carolina, Lafayette Park in Washington, D.C., and Sky Meadow State Park in Virginia. He had a love of literature as well, having established the Bullingen Prize in Poetry, and as a major benefactor for the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, the Royal Veterinary College at the University of London, and the Tate Gallery in London. Mellon's passion for horses also led him to breeding. His horses included several winners of the Kentucky Derby and the Belmont Stakes. As of 1998, a year before his death, he was rated by Forbes magazine as the 124th richest American. Named Rachel after her mother, Bunny Mellon was better known by the nickname given to her by her nanny. The granddaughter of the inventor of Listerine and heiress to the family fortune, Bunny married neighbor Paul Mellon after divorcing her first husband in 1948. Born into wealth and a product of her times, Bunny was an aficionado of haute couture, interior design, and landscaping. According to a 2017 biography, her lifestyle costs approximately $20 million a year to maintain. Bunny would, for example, send the couple's private plane to friends around the United States, delivering fresh vegetables and flowers grown on their 5,000-acre farm in Upperville, Virginia. Perhaps her most well-known accomplishment was horticultural. Bunny's close friend Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis notably recruited Mrs. Mellon to redesign the Rose Garden at the White House. The heiress' taste was extremely luxurious and well-regarded. She asked Cristobal Balenciaga to design her gardening clothes. Bunny passed away in March 2014 at the age of 103, following husband Paul's death in 1999 at the age of 91.